you submit, we play it, rinse and repeat.
Oh, you're going to go for one.
I'm going to try Mike 1. I'm not afraid of Mike 1.
I am.
No. Don't fear Mike 1. Wait, did it cut out?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, see?
It's totally fine. It's you.
John, it's a relationship that you're the only one in the relationship trying to make it work.
No,
and
no.
And it's embarrassing that
it wasn't working for you, and I'm sorry.
You're having a one-sided relationship with that microphone. It doesn't care about you.
It's like this microphone is one of your exes, and now I'm dating it, and you're jealous.
I don't even have an ex that I can consider an ex of recent years.
You don't like seeing me enjoy this microphone.
No.
In a way that you never got to enjoy it.
No. During that last show, no. I did not get to enjoy that microphone. It just broke up with me like that in the middle of me talking.
And let me tell you, the relationship, like what I got going with this microphone.
Pretty good.
Probably, it's probably the best I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
And probably the best the microphone's ever had.
Very happy for you.
At least that's what the microphone tells me.
Really?
I mean, we don't talk about you a lot, but... Mm. You have come up in the past. I broke him down.
This is the most perverted and stupid conversation. Can perversion and stupidity happen at the same time? I guess
yes.
So. Yeah, it's called fucking a chicken.
Stupversion.
I saw the Simpsons movie on Friday.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it's fun. It was for my friend's birthday.
I want to see it.
And I know the manager with the Vista Theater in Los Feliz, Silver Lake area.
Mm-hmm.
And so since it was his birthday, it was opening on his birthday, the 27th, I got us to get in beforehand. We still paid, but we got to get in beforehand so we can reserve our seats ahead of time
because
we knew it would be a crowded. We didn't have to wait in line. And when I asked him, my friend Victor, I said, hey, can we totally do that? We'll be about 15 to 20 of us. He said, oh, sure, no problem. We show up. They even had boxes of popcorn waiting for us. They gave us free popcorn and Pepsi. Yeah,
free popcorn.
Yeah. It was like it turned into total fourth grade birthday party.
That is awesome.
And someone went and got donuts because it was kind of appropriate to have donuts as well. So we're.
How did you get donuts into the movie theater? You guys worked with SWAT.
We smuggled them. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a back door. We had someone on the inside help us. It's great.
Wow. So, I used to take stuff in the movie theater all the time. Like it used to be my ritual. I'd bring a book bag, and I would actually like make a picnic for myself.
Right.
So I'd make sandwiches and like I'd take a bunch of gummy worms, put them in a plastic bag and.
Because it's like you're going to spend $80 on snacks.
Yeah.
And that's going to be like a Coke and some popcorn. Some bad popcorn at that.
One of these days I'm going to go into a movie theater with a propane grill and I'm going to make chicken marsala.
Dude, you could probably like undercut them.
Start my own business during
the
movie.
Just have a little kiosk in the back.
So we watched last night, we watched a movie called The Host, which we rented.
Yes.
And sat on the front cover. One of the greatest monster movies ever made.
Oh, The Host is the Korean one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was cool because I I rented it, and the guy who's Korean, the guy who runs the video store, was like, oh, it's Korean. like I don't know. Like, he wanted to give me, like, a pat on the back because, you know, there's, like, this white guy in his neighborhood that rented a Korean movie. I'm like, is it any good? He's like, it's okay. But it was actually pretty awesome. I haven't rented a foreign film in a long time because Shannon doesn't like to read the subtitles.
Oh,
she gets
no.
Her eyes get tired, you know, and I just, you know, couldn't find anything else that I wanted to watch. And it says one of the greatest monster movies ever made. You got to at least give it a shot.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm fine with subtitles because I forget that it's another language. Like, I forget that I'm reading the subtitles.
Right. After a while, it becomes a blend. Yeah.
Yeah, and I felt by the end of this movie like I spoke fluent Korean and I lived in Korea my whole life.
Right.
And you know,
I know how to say yo.
Yeah, and it was very good. The movie was really like exciting and it's interesting, like though on a cultural level, because the way the characters behaved in the movie was so different from the way Americans behave in American action films.
Right.
You know, the way that they related to the monster and the way that they related to, like, the loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were so much more dramatic about it. Like, someone dies in an American monster movie and they're like, whoa, that dude got his head cut off. We better get this monster, you know? And in this movie, it's like someone dies, you know, they'll cry. They'll spend, like, 20 minutes all crying together. Like, and then they'll get up and go after the monster.
Right, right.
Special effects are awesome. Anyway, yeah, so that's the weekend movie review from me as the host.
I wish I could share my favorite line from The Simpsons from my favorite character, Ralph, but I can't.
Is it a spoiler?
It's such an awesome moment. It's like the, it's probably the best moment in the whole film.
I gotta go see the Simpson movie.
It's really funny.
So we have lots of music to play for you today. You're listening to Hear Hear, Kill Radio's all submission only submission show.
And really the only true submission show that I've seen thus far in the entire universe that is truly a submission show where bands send their music and they're actually going to get played.
Yeah.
At least one song.
Totally. Yeah. We're pretty good about that.
We're very good about that.
And if I listened to internet radio, I'd probably be right there with you saying, yeah, we're the only one that does it.
Rock on. And I'm not just saying it to make up some sort of superlative, absolute kind of, because I'm not that kind of person, but I just checked around the competition with all these other submission show. They're not really a submission show. They're still trying to sell soap. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the problem.
Well, if someone sends us soap, I suppose we'll
sell it.
But it hasn't come up yet. We just get music, CDs.
I'd make you
MP3s.
I'd give it to you for 25 cents if I got some free soap sent to us. So here, you want this? Give me a quarter.
Awesome. So, we also have a live guest coming in today.
Yep.
Americana artist from Texas called goes by Stuart Mann. Stuart Mann of the Stuart Mann and the Statesboro Review, who's touring through town. I think he was in Vegas this weekend playing.
Wow, cool.
And, he played the Is Good Molly's show
on Wednesday.
Which went very well.
Good.
And, so we'll have him in here around 3:30 or so.
Cool.
Play a couple songs for us before he goes back to Texas.
Well, let's get to music then.
Yes. You want to go first?
Yeah. This is an artist by the name of Sherman Austin. He's out of Long Beach. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Sherman Austin. This track is called Freedom. And you, of course, are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
19 years in prison in the United States for my political beliefs. We will not give up the fight.
Right. this motherfucking track. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an occupation from South Central LA all the way to Iraq. Wake up, you want freedom? Where would you get freedom? Where'd you get the house up and you take your freedom? Ever since I got the mic in my hand, I blew people's minds, had them all like damn. I took a chance and they couldn't understand how this man gets the dope like contraband. No scams, put down my mark like a 10. Many words going from the ink to the pad. Spinning about life and the things I never had. Call myself royalty, the prince of the land. Had many motherfuckers jumping on my music shit, including many bitches jumping on the dick shit. It happened quick, no real style. Just a beat from the homie made it worthwhile. Yeah, mad respects from the rappers on deck. Thinking this could be a chance for me to write my own check. Whomever thought I'd be doing this still? Rapping for the hell of it, spitting off the reel. The first time was just like the identity. Broke the shell, I lost my virginity. Yeah, this music is my beauty. Yeah, this music is my beauty. The first time was just like the identity. Broke the shell, I lost my virginity. Yeah, this music is my beauty. Yeah, this music is my beauty. Mad lyrics flowing like a poem. Mad haters stepped up and I owned them. Thought I'd be done for whatever reason, but I couldn't stop until I built my own kingdom. Rapping about peace and freedom of expression. Questions to lessons, and questions to guessing. I guess that I would never be tired, because it wouldn't be right for me to rap because I'm too light. Yeah, I got family members hating for what they are staging. I'm too real to be faking. No shit, no spinning out banana clips. I never like guns. What the fuck is a six, bitch? I use my pen as my gun instead, and the ink represents the bullets flying at your head. Dead. Yeah, I'm hip hop bred. True lyricist with them shit that's never said. Take it to the bed or go and hide in the shed. How it really is not really how it's said. Yeah, but this music is my beauty. Excuse me if I'm not always chasing booty booty. Excuse me. The first time was just like the divinity. Broke the shell, I lost my virginity. Yeah, this music is my beauty. Yeah, this music is my beauty. The first time was just like the divinity. Broke the shell, I lost my virginity. Yeah, this music is my beauty. Yeah, this music is my beauty. Excuse me. I got goals to achieve while you're paying to see what you think you believe. Blasphemy, look at it like it's comedy. Take the time to see that this music is a part of me. Excuse me. I got goals to achieve while you're paying to see what you think you believe. Blasphemy, look at it like it's comedy. Take the time to see that this music is a part of me. It's in the heart of me, ever since the start of me. Take away my music and you're really trying to martyr me. Understand how I am as a young man. So when I am my own man, you'll respect me like a grown man. I love this mic stand, I love this microphone. I love how this beat and my voice together make a song. I love you too, even if I don't get it back. Just respect my love and my passion for the art of rap. Excuse me. I got goals to achieve. Excuse me. This music is my beauty. Excuse me. This music is my beauty. This is my beauty. The first time was just like divinity. Broke the shell, I lost my virginity. This music is my beauty. This music is my beauty. Excuse me. I got goals to achieve. Excuse me. This music is my beauty. Excuse me. This music is my beauty. Excuse me. I got goals to achieve. Excuse me. I got goals to achieve. Excuse me. This music is my beauty. Excuse me. This music is my beauty. This is my beauty. The first time was just like the divinity. Broke the shell, I lost my virginity. This music is my beauty. This music is my beauty. The first time was just like the divinity. Broke the shell, I lost my virginity. This music is my beauty. This music is my beauty. Excuse me. I got goals to achieve.
Here, killraider.org. That was yes. Julian Alexander. He has submitted this show a number of times, and I like his music a lot. He's based here in Los Angeles. That track was called My Beauty. MySpace.com/TheJulianAlexander. MySpace.com/TheJulianAlexander. Then again, before that was Sherman Austin out of Long Beach, myspace.com/Sherman Austin. His track was called Freedom. So Freedom and Beauty. Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. Really? I was noticing you get all the hip-hop, too. I almost never get hip-hop.
And we've been, I have to say, we've talked about this before. I think we've been pretty lucky to get a lot of great stuff.
Yes.
I mean, maybe Julian doesn't consider it a compliment that I'm saying, you know, me, this total piece of shit, dumb shit, white trash guy. Going, wow, that
track. Probably gets it all the time.
That track's great. I like it. He's like, it's like saying your high school principal
it's got
likes
spunk.
High school principal likes your music. It's like, uh-oh, that's not a good endorsement.
Dude, so, I wish you were my high school principal.
So maybe it's that a better, be cool. Maybe it's a better thing to say. Like, wow, I mean, thanks so much, Julian, for sending your stuff. But I don't really get it. I don't really get it.
No. Seriously, the thanks for adding
no,
legitimacy to what is the most illegitimate program. We're the unwanted redheaded stepchild of programming at Kill Radio.
Yeah. So I hope there's more in store.
Yes.
But we are back.
So we're back. Completely random self-serving note. Leisure Suite, final Saturday of every month now. We're not doing it twice a month anymore. This way we can conserve our energy so that we can unleash more 70s and 80s music on you at Bar 107 downtown.
Unleash.
So that's the last Saturday of every month. We just had one this weekend. Went very well. So, yeah. And AnotherIsGoodMusic.com presents coming up. Had a good one this past Wednesday at Molly Malone's. Going to do another one a week from this Wednesday, August 8th, featuring All Wrong and the Plans Change, One Trick Pony, who we played on here, Firebug, and The Health Club. And I think we've played all of them on here. I'm not sure. Pretty sure. Anyway, when is our fundraiser? It's coming up.
It's the third Sunday of the month. It's August 19th.
August 19th.
And I just have one band I need to confirm with.
Yeah.
And they haven't got back to me. I need to call them today. So that's why I've held back. I feel like I'm now a week behind, but I just need to crank it out this week, get everything done, and start promoting it again. So it's good lineup, but I just want to make sure everything's kind of solidified before I talk about it.
Any insider information on Lindsay Lohan?
No, I'm. There's so much things going on in the world, and it's just saddening that we are just care about this stupid 21-year-old. You know,
it's really harsh, man.
I'm harsh.
Yeah, man.
On she's, her she's or
been,
society?
She's been through a lot, you know.
Shut up. Shut up.
No, I still feel. I feel bad. I do. I feel bad for celebrities who consistently fuck up time and time again, because they live in a world where, all things being the same, they're more or less rewarded by fucking up in the same way that they're rewarded by doing well. Because if you do something stupid, you get all kinds of press, you get all kinds of attention, and then, well, like Paris Hilton, she gets actually paid. Like this, like if she hadn't behaved stupidly, like that show, The Simple Life, would never have made money, the sponsors would have pulled, you know,
right,
all that stuff. So if you're raised to like to party and be like idiotic about it, As part of your profession, I think it's a recipe for disaster. You can't help but be a little empathic.
Well, even if let's say you don't have all the fortune and fame, but that you have this public post-teen life so publicly, I mean, God. So every mistake you make gets to be super public. I mean, that's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know what the – I mean, it comes back to our fascination with it all. And I think it's disgusting. It's, I guess, people don't think they have really interesting lives themselves, so they get caught up in someone else's.
People don't have interesting lives themselves. That much you should probably already know.
Well, I don't know, because I have an interesting life in all its faults and funness. It's
I have
pretty
no idea what you're saying to me right now.
Shut up. I'm going to hit you with my microphone.
Hey, my microphone will hit you back.
You know what? I'd like to see that ex microphone of mine hit me back, fucking asshole.
You will.
Ow.
Okay, so we have more music to play. This
Do
is
we?
A
Do
this,
we?
This is a band. On a much lighter note, this is a band called A Happy Death. MySpace.com/A Happy Death. They sent us their EP called Letter to the Dead.
I like their artwork.
Very nice artwork.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play two tracks from that. There's also besides MySpace.com/A Happy Death. There's AHappyDeath.com, and I would like to add that they are performing tonight in Southgate, if you happen to be tuning in and are in the Southgate area.
Or want to be.
They're playing at Cafe Cashmere along with Eyes and Ears and Shiloh. who's actually submitted to and been played on the show. I keep saying small world when things like that happen, but it's not really much true anymore.
No.
Because if you go to like almost any show, there's like someone that we that we played. 3817 Tweedy Boulevard, like the bird, I guess. No, is the bird with a T or a D?
T. Two T's.
Okay, this is with a D then. It's Tweedy Boulevard, 3817 Southgate, bird. California. 8 p.m., $5, all ages. Go to myspace.com/ahappydeath to get that information. If I stuttered. What do we got?
What
track
do we got?
One is called 1222. I'm going to follow it with Letter to the Dead. I suppose the title track is what you call it. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is a happy death.
We'll be right back. swell down here. But sometimes it seems I can't go on. That's when I close my eyes, takes me to the place I met you. I wonder if it'll all go black when I die. But I guess I'll know that when I see your smile. Happiness comes in brief moments. I wanna tell you I love you, and I miss you terribly.
Dead bodies within me, dead bodies around me. Do I care? Do you care? Will you care? Why they care? Do I care? Do you care? Will you care? Why they care? Dead bodies within me, dead bodies around me. Do I care? Do you care? Will you care?
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. The name of the band is A Happy Death, myspace.com/ahappydeath. And let me just say that that was some pretty damn good.
It's fun.
Progressive punk.
I bet you they're fun live, too.
With I liked because it wasn't all just the same thing. It was dynamic.
Is that what the kids call it these days? Progressive punk?
I don't know. It just seemed like those were the appropriate words. Should we get that?
I don't know. Should we?
Kind of in the middle of a thought.
You finish your thought, I'll get it.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm looking at their one sheet, and Tarantula Peasant Zine left a a positive comment for them to include in their one sheet, as did some other people positively reviewing the EP. But this one, this one zine says, if I could compare this band with any other, it would be impossible. And dudes, you should really take that off your one sheet, because that doesn't make any sense. Because if the fella could compare this band with any other, it wouldn't be impossible. It would actually be
possible.
Done. It would have
executed.
Occurred.
Yes.
Yeah. Better instead to say, I'd rather not try to compare this band with any other because I believe it to be impossible. Because if I could compare this band with any other,
or
I would
I've been trying.
It was possible.
I've been racking my brain. They are incomparable.
You figure it all out. Go see them at Cafe Cashmere tonight in Southgate. Visit ahappydeath.com.
Yeah. The problem is we're sticklers for English, aren't we? I know you are.
I'm what you might call an English stickler.
You are, especially with pronunciation and diction.
It's
if I pronounce anything wrong on this show, you're like, you said something wrong.
It's actually pronunciation.
Shut up. It is nuts.
Yay. Oh, have you seen the new show?
You're gone. I told you. Your mic's breaking up with you.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. I think it came back.
Is it back?
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Okay.
So I told you that mic's a fickle bitch.
Cheating whore.
Totally. I don't know who it's looking for because there's no one else in here.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it wants to get back with me. I like the relationship I have with my mic right now. There's no lipstick on it.
So now you're in a healthy relationship, and I'm in this relationship with this microphone that I know is cheating on me, that left you to be with me.
And yet you're not willing to let it go and go to mic 3. Mic 3 is right here.
I'm not dealing with mic 3. Mic 3 knows...
Mic 3 is lonely for a
reason. Mic 3 knows what it... Mic 3 is 45 and single. That's all I have to say.
Right.
So did you watch the show Damages?
No.
The new Glenn Close show?
No. I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV?
I'm all about DVDs.
All right, then. Like, I guess I got nothing to say then.
I'm sure the audience at home would like to hear. Maybe
No. Fuck them. Let's do something else. Listen to music. Why don't you put some music on?
Hey, why not? This band we're about to play is... they've submitted to us before under a different name. It was as Lincoln Six Echo, but this time they're DJing under the name Tara Smith. They're out of Poland, and we got two tracks of them. I like them a lot. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Tara Smith. This first track is called London Highway. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And I just look at the time. We're not going to be talking to you for about 15 minutes because adding up those two tracks, that's what it adds up to. So,
oh, my goodness.
So if you need to get up and get a sandwich, maybe now's a good time. A
bowl of cereal. Something with fiber.
Yeah. High in fiber. Nuts. Beans.
Yeah. Legumes.
This is Tara Smith. Killradio.org. Hear, hear. All right, that's Tara Smith. Thank you for so much for submitting to us.
How was that sandwich?
Oh no, the microphone.
Is your mic not working again?
Not working. Oh,
it broke up with you.
Actually, holding on.
No, DJ Error. I was distracted by you.
DJ Error. That's my new DJ name.
Is it?
No.
You keep saying it's going to be, then you say no.
I know.
So who's dumb? Me that keeps asking, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that last track we just heard, as you can tell by the chorus, is obviously called 1312206. I swear to God, that's the name of it. 1312206.
Oh, wait, no, that's a date.
What's still the name of the song?
No, it's not a date. Yeah, it is. 13-12-2006. December 13th, 2006. That's the name of the song.
Oh, John, don't you think you're clever now?
I do.
God, anyway.
I do. I'm going to take that home.
Tara Smith, they're out of Poland.
Positivity.
That last track we heard was London Highway.
I'm not going to let you take it away from me.
MySpace.com/Tara Smith. And I like them a lot, so I'm glad they submitted to us. Hopefully, they got more coming.
I'm important.
Are you still thinking you're hot shit? Sit down.
Yeah. Oh, here's a new segment I like to call This Week in Pain, and you can join me in this.
This Week in Pain?
Yeah, if you have a good pain story for the week. Okay. My pain story for the week is I had a very pleasant evening at home, smoked a little, watched a movie, read a little of a wonderful book,
mm-hmm.
slowly fading into slumber next to my beautiful wife.
Mm-hmm.
When my young cat decides that my feet are the enemy and manages to hook the sharpest nail on earth in between my pinky toenail and my pinky toe and support his entire weight off of that hook.
Do you want to get that one?
This has been This Week in Pain.
Kill Radio. My pain story would probably involve a cat as well. My little cat... I picked him up.
Was your pain story a cat story?
It's
also?
A cat one. It's kind of similar.
I think we should do this every week.
You hold the. It'll always involve cats. Probably knowing us, we love them, but they cause us so much physical pain. I know. I just was holding him, and then all of a sudden he just started grabbing into my shoulder, and I couldn't pull him off that way because that would have shredded me. So I had to do the push over the other side kind of thing onto the chair thing, and that's what I did.
Ah, it's awful. Did you bleed? I bled.
Oh,
I bled
no.
from my toe for
really?
The love of this cat. All right, our guests are here. We're going to let them in, but I'm going to play some music for you first.
Yep.
This is an artist by the name of Io Perry. She's actually going to be a guest on Is Good this Wednesday at 11 a.m. If you tune in to killradio.org, you can check out her live interview and performance. And this is her second album. It's called Split Yourself in Two. I'm going to play a few tracks from that. Check out myspace.com/IOPerry. That's IOPERRY. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Find a new honey bee to follow.
Listen to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. That was Io Perry.
Oh,
it's still
no.
Io Perry.
DJ Air.
DJ Air is going to be the name of the show today, the episode.
How are you going to spell it?
Incorrectly.
You can.
So, myspace.com/IOPERRY, Io Perry. And again, check out Io Perry live on Is Good on KillRadio this Wednesday at 11. Yeah.
I'm just looking at you blankly. I have nothing to say.
That's bad. You get nervous because there are people around.
No. I'm just doing my impersonation of you at our live events where you just say one word.
Well, it's because you're so animated at the fundraisers that I don't want to steal your thunder.
Don't even compliment yourself that's even a possibility.
No, it's because of my glaring modesty that the whole thing works.
True.
Which, by the way, August 19th is the next one. Any idea who's going to play there? You're going to keep it a secret?
No, I mean, everyone's pretty much confirmed. I just one band I'm waiting to confirm yet, so I don't want to talk about it until I just know everybody.
You're not going to tell me who's confirmed?
Uh-uh.
You're going to jinx it?
No.
You're afraid that you'll jinx it?
No.
What I mean?
I'm not superstitious.
Okay.
I'm super.
You're super something.
Let's go to music.
Yes, more music. What'd you bring in?
This is Andrea and Andelomo. And Andelomo, yeah, she's from Milan, Italy. She sent this track. Actually, it was from the whole Katia Rebecca crowd, and this track was included. This is the Spanish version of Soul, that also on that EP. I don't know if you played it, the Italian version, but this is the Spanish version. They guess they did a Spanish version. So, how fun is that, right? Does it get better than that, John? No.
Y después nos haya unido. swirl into my brain, into my heart, it cooks into my brain. It's not a truth, the truth, don't make it sound the truth, you'll be on your own. Well, I, but that was a storm, and shocking at all. But you need in my heart, I got my gears in the fire. It's not a truth, the truth, don't make it sound the truth, you'll be on your own. Well, when you see me hanging on, well, when you see me holding on, I'm on for your son, for your heart. I'll still be fighting on, I'll still be fighting on, for your heart and for your mind. I'll still be fighting on. I'm straight in the head, going crazy for it. Now I'm giving my soul in this conventional mall. I'm headed to the third, third about the TV and the radio. And it goes, I fall, that's how I'm, they brought me home. Not that I can recall, not that I can recall. Ever since I'm alone, I'm alone, and it's real to my soul.
You're here.
Out of London, UK, that was the Venus Mischiefs, track called Shock and Awe. And then before that again was Andrea Andelolmo out of Milan, Italy, track called Soul. And let's see. Oh, myspace.com/Venus Mischiefs. And I don't have anything for Andrea. I do have an email address for her if you want to say hello. But I don't think I'm going to give out her email address. And then
do
I also
it.
Have her.
Do it.
I have a phone number, too. I'll give that out as well.
555.
So we're back.
Yes. Do you have any more stories of this week in pain?
Oh, no.
I have another one. I have another good one.
Good.
I was cleaning the kitchen, and I was filling the dishwasher, and I had the door to the dishwasher open, so
yes.
Parallel to the floor.
Yeah.
And then the phone rang.
You
tripped. So I went to walk out of the kitchen, and I just, like... It wasn't even a trip, because a trip implies that it hit your foot and you fell over it. It was more like I was stopped at the shin by the dishwasher door.
Uh-huh.
And it hurt.
It sounds like it.
And it was one of those things where it was so stunning that you don't recoil in pain. You stay there, pressed against the thing that hurt you, and just sort of like, wow, I can't believe that I
that just happened.
You know, took this door and stuck it in my shin. And then, like, about, you know, 30 seconds later, you finally kind of gradually pull away from it and decide, you know, are you going to attack it?
This is called pain.
Yeah. And that's been this week in pain.
Oh, did I tell you about... I told you about the Shield on my street, right?
Yeah, that's so awesome. They shot that.
Yeah, there were so many...
CCH Pounder?
CCH Pounder and some actress being dressed up as LAPD. There's all these LAPD cars.
Did you see a stage beatdown or anything?
Who? No, that's the only one I saw. Only person I saw. And of course, on my street, it's an old street. I mean, my building's built in 1918, and there's houses from the late 1800s. They're in front of this cheesy 50s apartment building that is like, the face of it is a parking lot. I mean, it's disgusting. It's a flat, monolithic, you know how those buildings are, just a box. And of course, that's the one they chose.
I think it's so funny
to be Farmington.
The producers of The Shield think that your neighborhood looks like the gritty urban landscape.
Yeah,
that they're looking
I want to know. I don't know if they did interior stuff, because they were done pretty. They didn't spend the whole day there. I mean, they were there early in the morning and they were gone by 5 easily when I came home.
She runs a tight ship.
But CCH Powder was in the LAPD car yelling at something. So that was kind of cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org.
Oh, your microphone's breaking.
Did it fade out again?
Yeah, it's breaking up with you again.
Ah, stupid mic. Anyway. myspace.com/here_here, H-E-A-R_H-E-R-E. And this is Kill Radio Submission Show. You can send us MP3s. You can send us CDs. All the instructions you need are on our website.
Oh, and you know what we also keep forgetting to mention? That you can instant message us here at the station. Our new handle is killradio.org. It's just like our website address, but without the dot. So just killradio.org. And if you have any questions about the band you heard, or if you want Andrea's email address, or whatever.
If you want to know the terror alert color.
Yeah, I can look that up for you.
We can look it up for you.
I'm sure we're in terracotta right now, right?
Paisley, actually. Paisley. I'm going to play a band for you now called Buckfast. They sent over CD as well as a one sheet and the biggest fucking stack of positive reviews I've ever seen in my life. So this better...
They better be
this
good.
Better impress me.
No, actually, they were really good, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So we'll play a couple tracks from this album.
You should trick Mike. Yeah, you are.
Stupid Mike.
Do you want to go to... I told you.
Okay. Going to three.
See?
Buckfast is the name of the band. MySpace.com/Buckfast. Buckfastmusic.com. We have Stuart Mann. Stuart Mann and Statesboro Review setting up in the background. We're going to go live with that in a few minutes.
Yeah, he's taking forever to turn that tune that fucking guitar. God, dude. You're an amateur?
So we got a couple of live songs out of him. Maybe listen to a track from his CD as well.
Yay.
So stick around for that. And in the meantime, here's some Buckfast for you. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
You can't break free. That pain in your soul will consume you whole. You're pissed off at the world when your life's been.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Buckfast, Buckfast Music. And it says here from Hot Press News Desk, sticking with expats, Kells drummer Cormac Breslin has resurfaced in a Los Angeles-based outfit called Buckfast. Equal parts Pixies, Stone Roses, and U2, their regulars at Hollywood hotspots like the Viper Room, will be heading to Ireland soon in support of their eponymous debut album, which I suppose is this. It's called Turn. And, yeah, Pixies, Stone Roses, U2, I could hear it. Guy's got a very Tom Yorkish voice as well, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Buckfast, for submitting your music to Hear Hear
yep.
on killradio.org. This is the sound of it being put in the Kill Radio library. There you go.
Wow, that's magical.
Fantastic. Actually, I just put it back down because I can take it home, put it on my iTunes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mike just died. So I'm sensing a story about sluts or something. I don't. The word sluts.
No, I wanted to.
And I'm
looking at you.
I don't understand.
Forgive Mark for his bluntness. I told him to remind me about that. You know how at the Hear Hear MySpace.
Why should they forgive me? It's your fault.
No, it's really yours. So do you know how at the Cover Radio MySpace we get not the Cover Radio, the Hear Hear MySpace, we get a lot of friend requests from.
Yes.
Shall we say women of the night?
Well, fake women of the night. They're all like these American expatriates
white
from China.
Girls from China.
Yeah.
So I thought that it was getting kind of extreme because it was like a dozen a day. So obviously so what I was thinking is that we must have something in our friends group that was like acting as a cookie to like attract all of these ads.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because when we started the site, we had one of those bots that just added a whole bunch of people. So I've been going through our MySpace friends list and just deleting everyone who looks like a slut.
That's great. I'm telling you, those spammers, if whatever else you want to call them, are truly ruining heterosexuality. Because I look at each of those chick, I just immediately delete them. They could be real people. Like, I know. I don't even want anything to do with them.
Well, I just want to say, if you're listening and you were cut from the Hear Hear MySpace,
and you're not
a
spammer based in China,
you look like a slut. Just wanted to throw that out there.
But that was always what, ironically, what's funny about it is that's what set MySpace apart from Friendster. Friendster was truly about social networking. MySpace was about sharing all your slutty photos, and you just saw all these chicks doing that. And now it's gone to the next extreme, of course, where it turns into commerce.
Yeah.
And lonely people are being taken advantage of.
If they are, in fact, sluts and they're not spammers, send them over to me.
Oh,
you can forward them to our MySpace if they're...
Well, that's Stuart Mann in the background there. If there's any, obviously, there's any problem, if you have been deleted and it turns out that you're just a beautiful woman, drop by MySpace.com/Stuart Mann. That's M-A-N-N. Two N's.
And are you saying that there's not enough sluts in Austin, or have you done them all? slut.
The fifth? Does that work out here? The same? The fifth? Yeah, it's universal. I'll just plead that. It's fine with me.
Plead the fifth? All right, so... So there it is. The moral of the story is I couldn't get through it. I got through about 10 pages.
Well, there's so many.
I started to feel guilty, too, because I would go to someone's page, and then it would be like this really lengthy explanation about how they really value good conversation and long walks on the beach and the last book they read and all this stuff. You know, so delete.
Bye-bye.
But if you're a band... You know, that's the thing. Is like I don't want to get in the habit of just like deleting things without really paying attention to it. But it's gotten to the extent that we're really getting. We might have to start a whole new MySpace because we're being attacked by an army of sluts.
Or just only keep the ones that are bands.
Yes. See, now you've given them an idea, though, how to get to us.
Start a band.
Form a slut band.
These Chinese people need to start a band. they have to have at least have 4 MP3s available for download.
All right, so let's go back to music and tear through this.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, that album we got from Aaron Williams we got way back when, she had an album previous to that that was very much different from, it was like a completely different sound, even her looks totally different. So she gave it to me at the Hear Hear event, I guess that was April, wasn't it?
Yeah, she gave a beautiful performance.
Yeah, and she gave me that CD, and so I went to play some tracks off it. This is a track called Damsel with a Six Gun. By, of course, Aaron Williams, myspace.com/AaronWilliams, E-R-I-N-N, Williams. And again, this is Damsel with a Six Gun. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Overlooking the city lights, I lingered in your confessions and gave you none of mine. You said you never felt so fast. You thought I was divine. I kept my secret hidden so, so deep you'd never ever find. I am strong. A damsel with a six gun. I am a giant, a cyclops, a goliath. And I walk like a warrior, and I talk like a soldier.
need your love, damsel with a six gun. You said you felt so insecure, you couldn't read between the lines. Still I gave no assurance to your heart from mine. You disappeared, hadn't slept for days, got so nervous, couldn't concentrate, wild and wet, hide at your door. You gave no answer to my heart from yours. I am strong, a damsel with a six gun. I am a giant, a cyclops, a Goliath.
Six. Six. The tedium of morning with our backs to the wall. We pick a path through the remains of the glitter ball. I'm too tired to deal with the light. I think that I'm holding too tight. Feel the moon is starting to turn. Feel the moon is starting to turn. My head's held high. I march upon the city. It's a sneaky little buzz. It's a fucked up feeling. She promises that I'm the only one for her. When she breaks that promise, I won't care. Soon it will be over. Imitate the sun. To cover her frown, she takes various pills to keep the animal down and thinks of the choices that she made each day. But she still holds out for you. Feel the mood is starting to turn.
Burning up.
The mood is starting to turn.
Burning up.
The mood is starting to turn.
Burning up.
The mood is starting to burn.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. KillRadar.org. That was a three-song little set. That last track was by a band called Voxen. They're out of Shrewsbury, UK. Track was called A Foggy Day in Frisco. Before that, we heard Team Salt. We've played them on the show before, and they submitted again. So they're out of Glasgow, our most favorite
Glasgow.
City in the whole world, probably.
Haven't heard from you in, what, a day? I
track
missed
was
you.
Called Soon It Will Be Over. Oh, I've been doing this all day today. Voxen's, the final band we just played, their MySpace page is myspace.com/Voxen, V-O-X-A-N. And then Team Salt is myspace.com/Team Salt. And then we started that set once again with Aaron Williams, very talented singer.
Yes.
Really happy just to have her, you know, on that event we did.
I'm still living
in that moment.
I'm having a train of thought moment that event, about what you just said now.
Just remember
it.
Let me finish. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/Aaron Williams. And that track was Damsel with a Six Gun. Yes, John.
You finished?
Fucking OCD.
Do you remember that night? Do you remember that night?
One night.
The night that she played, and then afterwards we went to Cocaine, we saw Death Donders.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to add that Death Donders is awesome. And they're playing August 4th at Spaceland.
I'm going to kick your ass off, Mike, man. And there's witnesses this time.
Well,
we
played them on the show.
You get
a
whole bunch of bitch slaps.
And they're playing August 4th at Spaceland. I think everybody should know. Aaron Williams went to the Cocaine and hung out with us after playing that night. It's perfect.
What is this need for competition, John?
It's not competition.
I just feel this. You're so competitive with me.
How is it competitive?
You have a nice sounding voice. You're a good looking guy.
That's why you feel threatened.
You too could be a homosexual. So I don't know why you're just trying to be like me.
Don't be so defensive.
Am I being defensive now?
You're being so daily. I can't even. I can't even tell you.
Wow, you just said what I was thinking, and now I chose not to say it. Let's do our final.
And nobody understands what it's all about.
Good,
thank goodness.
Let's go to music before we get in real trouble. this band is called Abstruse. They're out of Greece. This track is called "Tu Transgres." Maybe it's transgress. I don't know. I just do it as they say it. myspace.com/abtruseweb. That's A-B-T-R-U-S-E web. A-B-T-R-U-S-E-W-E-B. Abstruse out of Greece. And you're listening here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org.
That last band we heard was Icebird, who I believe we played last week, right?
Yes.
It's funny how they all blended together and I forget. That track was called Scratching Metal Bottom. Icebird is based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Los Angeles. Again, before that was John Beal, track called Closing In. He's also based in Los Angeles, praise the Lord. myspace.com/John Beal. John spells John the Jewish way, J-O-N-B-E-A-L, just like our own John Hirschfield.
Yeah. You got me.
And then before that, well, I'm Mark with a C. That's
yes,
my joke.
That's right. That's the gay spelling. The gay French way. Yes.
Yeah. It's redundancy, really. Gay French, please.
Yeah, it's a thin line.
The first track was Abstruse. I want to say that track is called Two Trances. myspace.com/AbstruseWeb. They're out of Greece.
I'm amazed.
The whole country.
You haven't played anything today that featured A1 Official.
I know. Finally, we got through all that Macedonia rap.
It's awesome.
God. Yeah, they took over for
slacking
a while.
Slacking off, Macedonia. Keep it coming. And Micronesia, I'm still watching you.
Yeah, we need some Micronesia submissions.
Fuckers. All right. You're
listening
to
Here. You just called a whole nation of people fuckers. God.
It's Micronesia.
There's only, what, three of them? Because they're micro?
I don't know. I just, hey, you know.
All right.
Should we go on with the live portion of the show?
Let's just finish.
Let's just finish?
Yeah, I got to go.
Stuart Mann came all the way out from Austin. All right.
What? We can go.
Thanks for dropping in, guys.
We have nothing going on.
It's great talking to you and seeing you guys hold your guitars.
Actually, the truth is we just had like an awesome interview session. We just,
right.
We talked about like the history of country music, the problem with corporate radio.
We blew our wad, good. Basically. We
exactly,
have nothing
yeah.
else
nothing
to talk
to
about.
I'm at a loss for words right now.
So let me set the stage by letting everyone know I was drinking my way through Austin recently and I found myself on the roof of the Blind Pig Pub and it was raining. And there were these guys playing, and I pulled the I'm in Radio card. And
did you have business cards with you? Or you just
yeah, well, I had my little yeah. Like,
here
I
ones?
Think I had my cards. I don't even remember if I gave
you
a card.
I don't think you had a card.
But I just said
I
just
was skeptical,
radio show.
But
I felt skeptical of myself doing it.
Yeah,
too.
I had that same feeling. But I'm amazed how bands will just hand you a CD.
Well, it was one of these things where I felt like I honestly, sir, like I heard your music, and I felt like I was going to regret not talking to you about it,
right.
not getting. Not just to get the CD, but to sort of like get your music so I can play it on the air.
Right.
I guess the thing that I saw with you was the passion. You know, I could tell you, or at least I thought I could tell you.
He's an actor.
You weren't BSing me. Yeah, yeah. I didn't think you. I didn't feel like you were BSing me. So
if I didn't drink so much beer that night, you know, I probably would have never made it to the bathroom.
See, so it was all meant to be.
Good.
And now we're out in LA. In the studio.
Yeah, so you were just going through L.A. and hit me up in MySpace, and we just saw you play at Molly Malone's the other night.
Yes.
And I saw you Wednesday night.
Thanks to you.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
There you go.
You, since Wednesday, you've been to Vegas. You played a bunch of shows. What have you guys been up to?
We played the next night here. Where did we play? Or the next two nights here. Then we went to Vegas, messed around down there. Then we went, came back here, played yesterday. It was really rough because we had to be back in L.A. at noon on Sunday after Vegas on a Saturday night.
Oh, God.
So you were up at like 6, 7 in the morning.
Yeah, so we had to leave. We had to leave Vegas. These guys came into the room at 6:45. Sorry. Take that back. At 4:45. I woke them up at 6:30 to leave.
Wow.
Needless
you guys
to
are
say.
All tired from volunteering at a soup kitchen all
exactly.
night.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing. Is we were just working so hard for the people all night that slaving away. My hands hurt because I was cooking and stuff, you know, stirring the soup.
And you're emotionally drained.
Exactly. Emotionally drained because I feel for them. I wanted to take them with us to L.A. so they can see sunny California instead of the desert.
They used to live in L.A. before you went
to
Austin, right?
I lived in Brentwood for a little while, which is Brentwood.
Is that what that accent is that I'm hearing?
No.
It's Brentwood?
Is there a Brentwood accent?
Is there a Brentwood accent? Is that a Brentwood accent? Is that what it is?
Yes.
That's what I was trying to do right there. That's what I was trying to get at. No, the
confused with Van Nuys.
Brentwood was nice. Brentwood was all right. It's not bad. L.A. in general is ridiculously expensive, but it was cool. It was a good experience.
But
so.
the kind of music that you do, is it largely influenced by being in Austin? Is it a particular Austin style of doing music?
Absolutely, I think so. I guess. I mean,
I'm hearing Brentwood.
See, still you can't get past the Brentwood.
Can't
I should have never said that. I should have never said Brentwood. Now the I've lived all over the place, so I think that I'm influenced by, you know, I grew up listening to a ton of stuff. My dad was really big on all different types of music, and so he made it a point to, you know, make me listen to everything growing up. And so I kind of just I grew up with, like, I guess, like a sponge, soaking it all in. And then I got to, as I got older, and like I could actually physically force him to change the station. You know, I started to be able to decide what I wanted to listen to instead of everything that he wanted to listen to. Mm-hmm. But
and that,
Texas
that ended up affecting what you wrote when you started writing music.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the living in Texas, I think it's kind of hard to not be influenced by what goes on there. Just like, you know, I mean, there's a huge music scene here in LA. You know, it's hard to not be influenced by your environment when it's such music. You know, there's so much music going on, and all different types of music at that. So Austin's cool. It's a cool town.
I don't know if we even introduced our guest or not.
We haven't.
This is Stuart Mann, by the way. MySpace.com/StewartMann. Now, it's Stuart Mann in the Statesboro Review.
The Statesboro Review, yeah.
Is this a recent
brand
band? Did you start out as a solo act and then you added a band to it?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was recording the new album, it was really just myself. I mean, I had a band, but we weren't. It was kind of, I was looking elsewhere at the time. And so I moved back to Texas, finished the album in January, all the while looking for new players, and stumbled, I guess I found this guy first. This is Scott Inyart, by the way. He's happy to be here. The Statesboro Review thing came along, I guess, around March. So we're an extremely new band. But Statesboro is from a Statesboro Blues, the Allman Brothers song, Statesboro Blues. I'm a big Allman Brothers fan. And Review, it's with a UE, so it's kind of like its own show within a show. It probably goes back to the Brentwood thing. But
You got you have a CD, right? When was this? Was this recently released?
That's the one that's done in. We're actually going to. That was kind of like, that's a 6-song or 7-song EP. I think what we're gonna do is we just recorded a new tune that we're going to throw on that and then repackage it, because we've been getting crap from radio guys like yourselves, and they're mad at us because
the packaging doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit on the shelf.
On the shelf.
My thought at the time was, I want to do something different, or
it would stand out. Yeah.
And I guess it does, but I didn't realize that it was going to be the size of a DVD. I thought it was going to be the size of a CD, but in a cardboard sleeve.
Right.
So I kind of got screwed on both ends there.
No, but it's cool for us, though, because like, I've pulled your CD out a couple times to play on the show, and I know exactly where
it
is.
You know exactly where it is. Yeah, easy to find.
And I don't have to worry about it being alphabetical or anything. Did I put it under S or M? Or
whatever.
It's filed by shape.
Exactly. So why don't we, you guys want to play a couple live songs for
absolutely.
Us here in the studio?
We're going to do, I think this first song we'll do is actually pretty brand new. It is not on the album. I don't even remember. I have no idea when it was written, maybe 3 or 4 months ago.
Does it have a title?
Do you know the words?
It's called Over You, and I'm pretty sure I know the words. We've only played it like 10 times.
All right.
Maybe 40 times.
So it's not quite a Kill Radio exclusive. We're the
11th. But close. This is very close.
Venue.
Nobody has a copy of this, so physically, for these people that are listening that have the ability to
record,
download it, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Afterwards? Yeah. This will be the very first opportunity to have it. So
yeah, it'll be up at myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. And Mark, I've been meaning to talk to you about your whole thing with the underscore.
What?
It's got to stop.
I'm not supposed to say underscore anymore.
You just use it too much.
Why?
We can talk about it later.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
We'll talk
about
it off
air. Not in front of the kids, John.
No, hey, in front of the kids.
All right, so
scar me. You're scar.
Whenever you guys are ready.
People say you've done me wrong, People said that I'd move on over you. Over you. Over you. Over you. Yeah. Never mind what was said, girl, your little hands are red. Never mind all our plans, with your lies I built a dam over you. Over you. Over you. Over you, yeah. All over this town. No longer am I blue, but now that I'm standing tall over you. Over you. Over you. Over you. Over you. Oh yeah. Over you. Oh yeah. I'm over you, yeah, you, oh over you, oh yeah, over you, oh yeah, over you, oh yeah, I'm over you, yeah.
Stir man.
Nice.
We needed a hardwood floor for you, man. You were stomping it hard. Yeah. I needed to mic it, too.
I know.
You start tap dancing.
There you go.
The pawn shops could be punching at the ceiling going, guys, came down up there.
That was great. I love watching you play guitar, man, because we were talking before about how you used to be into metal, and like you can totally see that seeping in there.
You did look like you were going to get all Pete Townsend just bashed against the wall for a second there.
Well, it was kind of like... Like really good guitar players, it looks like they're working out a problem when they're freestyling.
Yeah.
You know, like
exercising.
The guitar
a
is a Rubik's cube, and they're not going to give up on it. You know.
Yeah.
No, so
He hadn't had long hair since he's been in the band, but I know he used to have really long hair.
I had that hair.
And I think he's growing it back out.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to see the true hair metal fashion.
So, Stuart, where did you learn to sing? Did you just start singing and sort of develop your voice, or did you take lessons, or listen to other people sing?
Well, it was definitely listening to other people sing. I grew up listening, like I said, to so many different types of music, and I guess when you're a little kid and you're singing, especially a little male, it was easier for me to sound like some girls than guys. So there were some women singers that I would sing to.
Oh, because you're young and you couldn't get the lower register.
Yeah, I couldn't hit anything low. So when I first started singing, my range started off sky high because I was singing to really high, you know, to women singers that were all over the place. Which this is really hilarious. This is going to be on record now, but it's all right. Hey, I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of that. But so like the low end came later in my life. You know, but yeah, I grew up singing, you know, and I, as far as lessons are concerned, I took one, I think, like hour class when I was living in Nashville. The management company made me take an hour class, which really didn't help me at all. I didn't feel like it helped me at all. It kind of, the thing that I compare music teachers to baseball coaches, at least some of them, in the sense that baseball coaches, usually when they're teaching their team, their hitters how to hit, they usually have one way to hit or one way to field. You know, it's not like, hey, however you get the job done, go and get the job done.
Right.
And music teachers, at least from talking to other people that have taken classes and going to this class, there was no such like whatever gets, you know, Stuart singing well.
They want you to sing like them.
This is the way that you're supposed to breathe. This is the way that you're supposed to enunciate. This is how it's supposed to be done. And I read some article somewhere that Johnny Cash got told when he was young to never take a voice lesson because, you know, because it would ruin the thing that he had, which is, you know, like Willie Nelson, the same, you know, I mean, as far as country guys go, you know, rock guys, you know, I know Chris Cornell is, you know, I'm a huge Chris Cornell fan, and I know that he takes voice lessons, and, you know, with singing the way that he sings, it probably helps him a lot to take voice lessons breathing wise, but, you know, like phrasing is a really big deal, and, you know, I think you find your own unique voice if you just everything you've been listening to growing up, and you don't get told how to do it. It's not there's not a certain way to sing.
Well, along those lines, does that affect the way you write music as well? Like we were talking a little bit before about, you know, how you're trying to do something different.
Right.
People come up to you, and you know, it's not just country music,
right,
or it's not just this. You know, it's
right, and that's,
you can't even put a
exactly
label on it.
I can't, and I think that there's a certain part of me that thinks that's really cool. You know, and then there's another part that's like, damn, well maybe I. You know, maybe the major labels won't come calling because I don't sound like we were talking about, like everyone else that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as far as, you know, from a respect standpoint, in the, you know, eventually we will gain much more respect by doing what we know how to do and not wanting to sound like anybody else. Not, you know, not emulating anybody else, but just, you know, yeah, I mean, you have your influences. Everyone has their influences. But I absolutely don't want to sound like anybody else. So, you know, I mean, I think when I write a song, I don't. You know, I'm definitely, you know, whatever I listen to, like let's say this song, you know, for example, I think Over You, people have told me that it kind of sounds like it, you know, has like a Zeppelin feel to it, which is weird because I really didn't listen to Zeppelin that much growing up. I listened to them as I got older, but I wouldn't think, you know, that would be something that I would be influenced by.
Right.
And I would write a song that sounds like it could be, or, you know, or anything. But, you know, but that's the thing. That's the greatest thing about songwriting is that you don't know where it comes from. You know, it just comes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't know. You don't, like I said, you can't, it's not a Coke machine that you just press a button and like out comes this song that you want to write. You know, I mean, it's organic, or at least my writing style.
Are you someone who writes a lot, or does it sort of come and go in phases?
I think throughout history, I'm notorious for having phases.
So you get into like a writing zone over a couple of months where you turn out a whole bunch of songs and then you take a break.
Yeah, I did. Well, what's funny is that I did live out here like we talked about, and I started right before I moved. I don't know if it was because I knew I was moving or I was excited about moving or what, but right before I moved, I started kind of messing around with some stuff and having some ideas start flowing. And then when I got back into Texas, it just like it was like the floodgates opened, man. It was ridiculous. Yeah, so I've. You know, and the thing is, you have to filter through the crap. But
yeah,
you know, I mean, there's plenty of crap that comes out. But the, you know, I think, and what's weird about it is that the stuff that's coming out of me since I've been back in Texas is, is completely different than anything that I've, you know, it's than I would expect to come out of me. And, you know, it helps having a guy like Scott around that has the ability to improvise and the you know, the musical knowledge, you know, like, yeah, we don't write hair metal stuff, but his knowledge of music in general really adds a whole lot to the band.
And so. Does the band is sort of their ideas? Oh, yeah. They help affect the songs as the way they end up.
I'm open to everything. Yeah, I'm open to all ideas. I'm not outside of the band. I'm not necessarily the best co-writer. I've never been good at like sitting down with another musician or, you know, and anybody outside of the band and writing stuff. But I'm open to all ideas as far as our band is concerned. So
melody's so important. Melody's really important. Phrasing and everything else, so the melody is there, the words are gonna help, you know?
Yeah,
I agree, buddy. But you know what I think's funny is I think we need to get a picture of you whenever you're trying to talk on this microphone
because we got to point it down at his mic, at his guitar there. Do you ever come to your band like, hey, I got this new song, you know, and then sort of the band like, season, like, it's not really your best work, man, but we'll go with it.
Like, I think probably there's been a couple ideas that they don't like. I think because we're kind of still new, that it hasn't gotten to the point to where, like, even it's hard for me to tell them that guitar part's bad or I don't like what you're playing. And I think it's, you know, vice versa. It's hard for them to be like, hey, not the greatest thing you've come up with in the world.
Because you guys, in the current setup, it's been, what, like a year?
No, not at all.
No, not even.
Him and I, 4 months.
All right.
Or no. 4 months? Yeah, 4 months.
And then you just picked up some new players for this tour, right. Like starting this tour, right?
A week.
Wow.
So, yeah, these are fresh and very fresh, very new. So.
And you had mentioned to me once before that you tour a lot, actually. It sounds like you build your audience more from going out of state just being local.
I guess I've always, you know, this goes back to us doing stuff that doesn't necessarily fit a mold, but I'm a believer that, you know, grassroots followings are the best kind and the most loyal kind, And I think, you know, growing up in Texas and seeing how many Texas acts that build huge followings and they get major label deals because of their followings, and, you know, as opposed to the other way around where they just cut a really awesome demo and sent it to labels and got signed. The guys in, you know, I mean Texas is notorious for, they work, you know, the artists in, you know, every genre of music down there, they bust their butt and play as much as possible. And that's, you know, like I said, the most important thing about that is you get a loyal following that way, you know. You get guys that have grown, that have seen you. Like, I guarantee, you know, there's people that I've just met recently from us playing that will be huge fans of ours for years to come. And that's amazing to me because, you know, those are the people you can count on. You know, it's not a fad. And we're not, you know, it's not a fad.
Yeah. They're not your number one fan just for the night. They really want to follow your career. And
Yeah.
Well, cool. You guys want to do another song?
Yeah, sure. This is another new one. It's called Comes Back to You. It's kind of, I'm not a love songwriter per se at all. In fact, some people
Mark's looking at me like, yes, you are.
Some people call me
I'm not a love songwriter per se.
I don't do
at
the,
all
the love type thing.
It's almost like you were thinking, no, actually, maybe, not at all. Not even per se. Completely not.
100%
it's like
not.
You discovered it for the first time, how
right
deep
now.
It went. Yeah.
I think that it's just, I don't know. Some people consider me to be a dark writer, I guess. I don't know why that is. It seems a lot of my stuff is negative. We have a song on the album that's about killing a woman.
That wasn't what Over You was about?
Over You? You know what's funny? You should say that because Over You originally there was going to be a line in Over You that was about, like, that, I guess, maybe the thought of killing her.
Well, it's a relatable subject. We've all been there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We've
Mark,
all killed,
you haven't
I mean,
been
did
there.
I just say
all,
that?
What?
No, I haven't been there.
No. You're not straight,
but no, the you know I just don't write love songs for whatever reason, and I was having girl troubles. One day I woke up and this song popped into my head, and I think this is probably about as close as I can get to writing a love song.
Right. I wish the audience good luck. You're listening to here on killradio.org. Our guest is Stuart Mann, myspace.com/Stuart Mann. Whenever you're ready, man.
Well, I woke up this morning, thought about all the things we never got to see.
Instead of worrying about my woman, I spend most of my time worrying about me. It takes all that I have to get through my show. Yeah, the pain, it fades away, but the pain, it moves so slow. Well, no matter where I take my mind, baby, it always comes back to you. Yeah, the faults that weigh me down, they proved way too hard for even me to change. You would think with how I tried they'd resolve themselves, yet they stay the same. It takes all that I have to get through my soul. Yeah, the pain, it fades away, but the pain, it moves so slow. No matter where I take my mind, baby, it always comes back to you. Sometimes I wonder, yeah, if I cross your mind, and do you think we'll ever get along? Those nights together, well, I gave you my soul to love again. I don't know if I'm that strong. Well, today I stopped fighting with your memory. It's out of sight and mind. And it pains me to think that I'll move on, but it won't be tonight. All I have to get through my soul. Yeah, the pain, it fades away, but the pain, it moves so slow. Well, no matter where I take my mind, baby, it always comes back to you. Well, no matter where take my mind, baby, it always comes back to you. Well, I woke up this morning, thought about all the things I never thought to change.
You know how I knew that song wasn't going to be a happy song? Because it started with "I woke up this morning."
Yeah, I see. I told you. But the thing is, like, the maybe girls think that's halfway a love song. I don't know, because it's talking about a guy that, like, regrets doing something to a girl.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's about longing and, you know, wishing you could be with someone, knowing you can't. Yeah.
But it, like I said, per se, it's not a love song. But maybe, well, I don't know, what do you think, Mark?
I have no idea. Doesn't sound like a love song.
See, okay.
But I could see on kind of weird girl logic it would be. Because they really think differently than we do.
True.
When I observe my friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, talk to each other, it's like, God, if it wasn't for lust, none of us would be here. I swear to God. Because we have a failure to communicate.
So what's next for you guys? You got any gigs coming up? Where are you going after LA?
After this, we're going to, we have a few dates out in Colorado. So we haven't been out there before. Similar to our situation, there was a lady and her daughter that were in town from Colorado, and they were at the Blind Pig. We're getting Blind Pig's getting. They're going to owe us money for this push.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they just happened to be in the audience and really liked us. And they wound up asking us to come out to Colorado, see if we, you know, I guess she owns, the girl that we met first, her mom owns a bar out there. And so they just asked us if we wanted to come out there.
You get a lot of gigs that way, just sort of word of mouth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
absolutely.
That's a trip.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, like, even... You know, even coming out here, it was all, the gigs were completely by word of mouth and by a friend knowing a friend, you know, like with you or the, you know, the thing this on Sunday that we did at Safari Sam's, you know, it was the same way. It was from, you know, another hookup. And that's usually how it happens is at least we'll get somebody that's a big fan of the music that lives outside of our, you know, core area that we normally travel. And they'll, you know, beg us or ask us to come out and play. And, so then we wind up asking them for, hey, what venues are in the area? You know, do you know anybody in the area? And so then that gets forwarded to our booking people, and that's how it works. I mean, it's really cool because, you know, that kind of at the same time it's scary because it also means that you might only have one person at the bar that your friend's hooking you up with. You don't know what to expect at those bars.
Yeah.
Right.
It could be a formal chitty bar, you know, it could be But you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's funny that you said that is like that because there's a place in Texas that just got shut down. It's in Brenham, Texas, and Chapel Hill, Texas, and what was it called? I don't even remember what it was called.
Blackwater.
The Blackwater. It was called Blackwater. So you walk in this place, and the thing is, like, the difference is that we had to actually get told by you that place was a former titty bar.
Right.
But.
We're talking about Safari Sam's.
So. Yeah, Safari Sam's, former titty bar. But the thing with this place is that you don't even have to guess. Like, you walk in, the lighting, everything about it has titty bar written all over it. Mirrors everywhere. The stage is square straight away when you walk in, and the stage is like a 8x8, you know, plot that you just know.
Like a pole on either side.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Two poles.
I've seen them in movies.
Yeah. No, and so what happened is, from what we hear, is that they tried to make it a titty bar, and they got shut down by the city. And so the city said, okay, you know, you can have it be a bar, but I don't want to see a single pole in the whole place. So I guess what they did, despite the city, was, like, make it exactly like it belonged, you know, like it was a titty bar, but there's no poles, but there's mirrors,
oh,
and there's the
funny
lighting and everything about it. You know, there's ATM machines.
So are you guys going to gonna work on a new album now that you have a sort of new band put together?
I think like I said, we just recorded a new song that I wrote for the Wounded Warrior Project, which this will be cool to talk about this on here. A friend of mine was in the Army for 7 years, and he came back. He's been all over the world. Did two tours in Iraq, and he came back and you know, kind of didn't know what he wanted to do when he got back in town, and worked a couple of various jobs, and somehow stumbled onto this Wounded Warrior Project, and I think it's woundedwarriorproject.org. And what you can do is they take wounded vets, and since they're fairly new, they take most of the vets from, you know, that have come back from Iraq or doesn't date back to, like, Vietnam, you know, it doesn't
right
at all, I don't think. But what they do is they take them on, like, hunting trips and fishing trips and skiing
trips. Oh, I've heard of this, yeah.
And they do big benefits for them, and it's real. And there's a couple of organizations that do this stuff, but anyway, my best friend wound up getting involved with them and called me one day and asked if I'd write a song for him. And so wrote the song. Once again, I wanted it to be like a happy-go-lucky, joy, like, let's go get 'em song. But I don't write stuff like that, so it's kind of sad and depressing. But so we recorded it, same place. We recorded this album at Willie Nelson's studio in Austin, Pedernales Records.
Nice.
And the guy that produced it is, if you're familiar, Government Mule. He did Government Mule's new album, and he's worked with the Black Crowes. He's worked with Taj Mahal. He's worked with all kinds of people. But so what we're thinking about doing is adding that song to this.
Oh, and doing like a re-release?
I think so.
In proper packaging?
In proper packaging, yeah. So we don't get hated on anymore.
Well, listen, we're about out of time. Should we leave with I can play a track off your CD, or
yeah,
you guys can do
awesome
another live one?
Yeah,
if you want.
We can do that.
Do the track?
Sure, we'll do I think Lady's probably going to be the single that we're going to release.
All right.
If that's cool with the audience. See, this is cool because we can, you know, I can ask questions, but they don't have to answer. So I just say, they said
yes. Picture them in your head.
They
going,
said,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. But louder.
Yeah. I have that in my head all the time.
That's kind of a creepy yes.
Yeah, I know. You must kill mother and father. Yeah. I have that too.
Yes. Again.
But enough about me. Okay, you've been listening here on killradio.org. Our special guests today are Stuart Mann, the Statesboro Review. Go to myspace.com/Stuart Mann. That's Stuart with a W and Mann with two N's.
We also have a website. The website's stuartmannmusic.com.
There it is.
That's not on the album. Come see us sometime. We want to thank you guys very much for
absolutely
for Molly's and for having us here. This is a really cool thing you guys have going
on.
Let us know whenever you're in town when, you know, if we can help with your shows. And good luck in Colorado.
Do you want to thank all the bands now before we close out with the song? Do it that way.
Yes.
So anything you want to say, Stuart?
I want to say that I love all the people of the world. Love my
especially
music.
The people of Micronesia.
Yeah, Micronesia, I love you too. John may not love you, but I do.
Which more than compensates for John's expression of love.
So I'd like to thank all the artists who submitted Airplay today. Obviously, Stuart Mann, who was our guest live, and also we played Icebird, John Beal, Abtruse, Voxan, Team Salt, Aaron Williams, Buckfast, Venus Mischief, Andrea Andolomo, Io Perry, Terror Smith, A Happy Death, Julian Alexander, and Sherman Austin. We love you all. And this is available for download. Should be up in a couple hours at myspace.com/hearhere. That's HEAR_HERE. And podcasting on iTunes.
Anything you said else? Underscore. I'm so bitter about that you got on me for saying under. First, when I first saw the show, you got on me for saying forward slash.
Yeah, because that's retarded.
Because I was from the old world of DOS where you had to use backslash. So mm-hmm. I would say forward slash, and then I stopped saying forward slash. Now you're getting on my case for no reason for saying underscore. What am I supposed to say?
No,
John?
I'm not saying it's
what
not
am
that
I supposed
you
to say
John? Underscore. It's that you use underscore when you could just not use an underscore.
You mean like in like with this? Didn't have to make the MySpace page have an underscore in it?
Yeah, because now I have to add three syllables to something that could just as easily
be
a dash.
I'm addicted to underscores. My, you know, my email address, Jean-Luc Turbo, has some underscores in it.
So, yes, I know. So does our doesn't our new AOL handle, the Hear Hear handle?
No.
Oh, it doesn't? No. See, now you've got me seeing underscores everywhere.
Where they're not there.
Whatever, you said you were addicted.
As a psychology major, I think that says something about you as a person if you like a lot of underscores.
And it's underscoring your relationship.
I don't
have to.
I don't know what it means. Yeah. It means something. I'm going to think about it.
What do you feel like it says, Mark? Yeah. Mark, what do you think it says? I know. Let's talk about you expressing anger towards yourself, because that always gets psychologists a hard on.
Here, hold this teddy bear. Tell it to the teddy bear. We'll be back next week. We can't resist it. Here, killradio.org.
Friday morning, a pain in my head. Yet another woman on the other side my bed. Had me too much whiskey, I should have stuck with gin. But nothing I was drinking gonna free me from this sin. Still I ask forgiveness, I try to seek a change. You know the more I ask, it seems the more I stay the same. La la lady, I'm a restless male. I know how much I hurt you, but it comes with who I am. Her face is shining, though her eyes are closed. Before I'm up and gone, I kiss a pretty little nose. I swore I'd never leave her a mini on the night. Yet I still deceive a traitor promise for a lie. La la lady, I'm a restless man. I know how much I hurt you, but it comes with who I am. Well, there's times when I think I need a change. 'Cause I know it'll only bring me pain. Still I'm sure it'll always be this way.
said, la la.